Welcome, everyone, to the Meaningful Hearts podcast, where we discuss the everyday questions that make us or break us if we let them. With your hosts, Drew and Daniela, take our hands and let's walk this journey together.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Meaningful Hearts podcast. Today is different. Usually, Drew and I are on an episode together, but he's had a really busy week, and so I offered to do this one solo. He'll hopefully explain what's been going on in a future episode. I'll leave that to him. But since I am doing this one by myself, I actually thought it would be a really good idea to talk to you guys about maintaining autonomy in a relationship. You know, this is something that is actually really important to me, and Drew and I have had a lot of conversations about what that means, because in my previous relationships, that was something that I didn't have. I didn't have a sense of self. I really lost my individuality in my relationships, and that was definitely one of the many problems that would go on. And so I thought, since again I'm doing this one solo, that it would be a good idea to talk about it with you all. So the first thing is, really, what does autonomy even mean? I think this is a good self-reflective question for you to ask yourself, because I think there are individuals out there, myself included, at least in the past, that actually didn't even know what it meant to have a sense of individuality in a relationship, or a lot of people have warped ideas of what autonomy means. You know, I know that there's people out there whose idea of autonomy is, well, I want to be able to do whatever it is that I want and not have my partner be bothered at all. You know, and there are certainly extremes to things. Some people, you know, like to go out clubbing and partying, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But it is important for you to consider how you would feel if your partner, if your partner's definition was that, are you going to be okay with it? If you are, then you have an idea of who it is that you would want in your life. Personally, for me, my idea of autonomy is being able to do the things that I want that are within reason for me. So I play soccer. I like to hang out with my friends. And there are certainly relationships that I've had where I felt I couldn't do that. And so that's part of the reason why I lost my sense of self altogether. And so I think that as a first step, asking yourself what being autonomous means is a good step. I don't know if I said that already, but that's okay. So really defining it and breaking it down and then having conversations about it. I actually remember, you know, one of the things that became super important to me in maintaining my sense of autonomy is the importance of space. I know that I've talked about this before. I am that type of person that I've learned that I need a lot of space. I need space to process. You know, I do talk to people for a living, and sometimes at the end of the day, if I've just seen 7-8 people, you know, while my job is very rewarding, it can get pretty tiring. People have different types of energy that they bring into my office. And so sometimes I need a good 45 minutes on my drive home to decompress and make sure that I've left that at the office. And I am so grateful that Drew is so understanding of that. And it's important for you to find out how much space you need and communicate that to your partner or even your friends. So space is a big one for me. And within the realm of space, I'm also a believer in, and this might be unconventional, and I hope that my viewpoint doesn't offend anybody. That's certainly not my point. But I love sleeping alone. Don't get me wrong. I love sleeping next to Drew. And, you know, we don't kick each other on a bed or anything like that. It's really comfortable. But I also really appreciate having the space to myself. And so I actually remember throughout our relationship, Drew and I had conversations about what it would be like when we eventually live together and, you know, having maybe one night a month to myself, or having the option of, you know, if I've come home really late and, or if he's like really tired or whatever the case may be, to have a space to be able to say, hey, we don't necessarily have to sleep together in the same bed every night. And I actually remember when we first, not one of the first times, but I remember seeing, he was in my apartment once, and this thing came up on the news about relationships and how people who don't necessarily sleep together in the same bed every night, how that affects their relationship. And it was a positive study. And so I took that as a way to ask Drew what his thoughts were on, you know, not sharing the bed every night, to have, like, if I'm really tired or say if I'm on my period for the month, you know, I require space. I like having that space to myself. And his response, I think his first response was like, well, maybe we can just get a king size bed. And I know at that time when I first mentioned that to him, I wouldn't necessarily say it was super difficult, but I know that it was something that he didn't necessarily consider before. And maybe if he's, or not if, but when he's back on the show, maybe we can revisit this conversation and see what it was like for him. But I remember explaining to him, I just want you to know that I feel this way not because I wouldn't want to sleep next to you. I feel this way because I value my space. And this is something that is really important to me. And I hope that we can come together and figure something out. And it's actually so funny because, well, I think it's funny. I don't know if anybody else will, but it's funny to me because just recently Drew came up to me. He was like, babe, what if we, when we have our own home, what if we've got two separate sides of the house and one side is entirely yours and the other side is entirely mine, and then we meet in the middle? And I remember thinking like, wow, look at that. Like, that is awesome. And I think it requires an open mindset. And I love that Drew had that, because he could have been very much in the traditional sense of like, what do you mean? No, we're supposed to sleep in the same bed every night. That's what a traditional relationship is. And like I said, I'm very grateful, because I know he'll be listening to this, that he has the open mind to be able to compromise. And I think that it's great. And so when it comes to autonomy and space and individuality, sorry about that, I can't English right now. These are the types of conversations that I would definitely encourage you to have, and even to think about. You know, like I said, what does autonomy actually mean? Because again, so many of us either don't know what it means, and so many of us have this idea that, you know, I'm supposed to be able to do whatever I want and my partner's not supposed to get upset. It's an unrealistic expectation. If you like to go out clubbing and drinking and partying, it's an unrealistic expectation for you to not think that your partner is going to feel some type of way. It's how your partner expresses that. But like, naturally, like Drew and I, like for me and Drew, right? When he goes out with his friends or when he's out, one of the thoughts that I have is like, well, Drew's an attractive person. I'm sure there's people that are going to be checking him out, right? And that instills some jealousy within me, but it's how I handled that jealousy, you know. And for Drew, I'm sure that there are moments where, like, if I'm out with my friends, you know, if my friends want to go out and do stuff, I'm sure that he has, or I would think so. Drew, you'll let me know. I wouldn't be surprised if he has thoughts of like, oh, well, like, what if somebody hits on her? But he trusts me enough to know how I'm going to handle myself in that situation. And that's also part of individuality and autonomy, because I know that there's so many people out there who have trouble trusting their partner, or who feel the need to go through your partner's phone, right? And I think for me, what has become my healthy definition when it comes to phones and going out is, listen, I know that I have access to Drew's phone, but my trust in him is so strong that it's not even a thought in my mind. We've been together almost 2 years, which is not a super long time, but I've definitely been in relationships before or for a shorter amount of time where I'm doubting and I'm thinking about who they're talking to, what they're doing on Instagram. And that's where I lose my sense of self. But the relationship that Drew and I have, because we've established, in my opinion, and I think in his opinion too, a strong foundation, I can confidently say, you know, I don't think I've ever had an urge to even think or look through his phone. And he doesn't deny me it. And I think that's important to have in your relationship, is knowing that you can have access to your partner's phone, but trusting them enough that you don't need to. I think for me, at least, that's my understanding of healthy space and healthy privacy, because I don't need to be going through all of his text messages. I quite honestly, I wouldn't want to do that, not at this point in my life. And if this is something that you do, please don't feel, or I hope that if there are some feelings of shame or if I'm triggering you in some way, I just want you to know that that's not my intention. My intention is to educate and share my own experiences and what I've learned and how I've grown as a person. But I've definitely been that person who would think like, what is that person doing? Why aren't they answering my texts? You know, why are they liking this person's picture? And so that really caused me to lose my sense of individuality. And as I started to gain more confidence in myself and what I brought to the table and who I am as a person, those worries, those fears, they started to naturally dissipate. And so I hope that what you take away from this is some food for thought about your own sense of autonomy and individuality and what that might look like. You know, one of the questions that I learned to ask myself is, what can I do for myself that's respectful for me, respectful for my partner, while still maintaining a sense of individuality and autonomy? And, you know, whether that includes, hey, I'm going to go to the park for an hour by myself and read, or, hey, I'm going to, you know, do some work for a few hours, or, hey, I'm going to watch a movie for a few hours by myself, whatever that looks like. And also communicating that to your partner. Or if you're not in an intimate relationship, this is something that I've said before in our show. The things that we talk about don't just apply to intimate relationships. They also apply to friendships and even, you know, your family. Granted, with some of those relationships, it might be much harder to express your needs and your wants, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't try. And I know that it's much easier said than done, but I'm all for trying, because that means that I've made an effort. So I know that I've thrown a lot. I don't want this to be too long of an episode, because I don't want to just ramble on. But I do hope that this inspires you to ask some questions about your sense of self and how you can maintain that while still being in a relationship, and how you can ultimately help your partner, you know, be autonomous as well. You know, I've been talking, I actually just thought of a quote that I heard recently, and I think it's a really good quote and a really good way to wrap up this episode. I might butcher it, but work with me here. So his name is Jim Rohn. He is Tony Robbins' mentor, for anybody who's familiar with either of these individuals. They're really big in the personal development field. And so I recently saw a YouTube short where Jim Rohn had been speaking. And he said that his mentality used to be, I'm going to take care of you and us for me. And he found that that wasn't a healthy thing to do. That's how you lose your sense of self. And so what he learned to do was say, I'm going to take care of me for you. And that really, really resonated with me. And I hope that it resonates with you, because it is important to take care of yourself, understandably, at least. Like, you don't, if your idea of taking care of yourself and maintaining, again, maintaining your autonomy in a relationship is doing whatever it is that you please and not expecting somebody else to have some type of thought or opinion, it's important to evaluate what your definitions are. But I do encourage you, if you're in a relationship or if you're not in a relationship, to start applying the idea of how you take care of yourself first without disrespecting the people around you. And what does disrespect even mean? And so, yeah, that's my solo episode. I hope it's good. And if it's not good, well, that's okay. But if you're listening, I thank you very much for listening. And I look forward to the next episode, whether that's with Drew or doing solo episodes in the future, or maybe Drew will even do some solo episodes in the future in honor of autonomy. Thank you all so much for listening. I hope that you have a wonderful night, day, week, wherever it is that you are and wherever it is that you're listening from.